Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that you are blessed not only by the Word of God, but by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we do invite the precious Holy Spirit. Lord, this is an agency, Father. The word of the Lord is able to go forth, and Father, through the wonder and marvel of airwaves, Father, people at great distances, Lord, or even through the internet, they are able to receive God's word. And Father, I thank you that you, in your excellence, in your knowledge and wisdom, know how to take God's word and make it a rhema word to each and every individual. Lord, that's what happens when we read the word of God. Sometimes a scripture just jumps out at us. It's what the Holy Spirit has in a timely moment and significance for whatever we're going through. It is a promise from God's word. And so, Father, I pray that this time will be relevant. Father, all those listening, you know the needs in their lives. Father, I just thank you. Lord, though this is a general prayer, you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So, Father, I pray right now, body, soul, and spirit, every single need will be met. Lord, that is your desire. You've given us richly all things, Lord, not only that we may enjoy, but that pertain to our natural life, the things that pertain to living in this world as well as the life to come. And so, Father, we thank you for that. Let your anointing be upon not only the word that is delivered, but, Father, upon our hearts. Let our ears, our spirits, our hearts be receptive to receive the truths of God, of God's word. And Lord, Father, we pray for the work of the Holy Spirit in all of our lives, greater understanding, greater revelation, that you will help us to be so sensitive to what you're not only doing in our personal lives, but Father, what you are doing in the body of Christ in the times in which we are living. Father, we're to redeem the time, for the days are evil. We, Father, thank you for having an excellent spirit. As you gave to the holy men of old, Father, we will have that knowledge. We will be able to discern the times we're living in. We will know what we are to do, as Issachar did, to know what Israel should do. And so, Father, we thank you for all of this. Father, it is your grace, it is your mercy, it is your loving kindness. And Father, we invite your presence with us as we spend these next few minutes together. And we love you, we honor you, and we thank you, Lord, for all of your bountiful benefits in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I've been thinking much about what I've shared in recent weeks, the things that God is desiring to accomplish. And He does everything in His timing, here a little, there a little, building precept upon precept. And as we look at how God has moved through the centuries, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, the way He moved through the early church, the signs and wonders that were accomplished in the name of Jesus, the amazing spread of the gospel in such a short time to the uttermost parts of the earth, Lord, we know that that Great Commission has not ceased. That command that Jesus gave is still operative. It is still our marching orders from the Commander-in-Chief. But Lord, we know that you have seasons, you have appointed times in which you desire to reveal greater and greater understanding to your people. Just as there was a season under the Old Covenant to teach us the things we needed to learn as the people of God. And when Jesus came, that new covenant of grace and mercy, which was ushered in. Father, we have throughout the centuries been, sometimes we've had you know, been hard of hearing, but we know that you're always speaking to the church. Let him that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. That is the refrain throughout the book of Revelation. Father, that is the heart's cry of our hearts, Lord, that we may know what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Father, we look back at the, you know, the tremendous increase of knowledge since the Industrial Revolution, the tremendous wars and the persecution of Christians and the suffering of people, the wars, rumors of wars, the things, the famines, the pestilences, all the things that occurred, began to occur in the last century, and we see it coming to increased intensity in the times in which we are living. Men's hearts failing them for fear for the things coming upon the earth. Father, we know your word is going to be fulfilled, but Lord, as far as the church is concerned, Lord, you are gracious. You give so much to us. And Father, help us to have hearts to receive. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just thinking of the, just in this last century, there was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit beginning in Wales, and as it came over to Azusa Street, and how God moved to bring people into the understanding of the empowering that the early church had. Not that it had ever passed away, but there's, as the history of man has unfolded, we need reminders. And then as we progressed, as time went on, we see the great healing revivals of the 50s, Oral Roberts, and the teachings of faith through the Word of Faith, through Kenneth Hagin. We see the Jesus movement, the 60s, the 70s, the charismatic movement that took place in some of the major denominations, the understanding of fivefold ministry and the apostolic and prophetic ministries that have been to a great deal overlooked. And we see the Lord bringing the body of Christ together in a unity. And that's what I've been sharing recently on the broadcast. There is a tremendous power when God's people come together in unity, when we pray in unity, when we come together in the basics of the faith. You know, as I shared on recent broadcasts, the denominations were birthed because there were those in disagreement with leadership, and so they fragmented off and became their own denomination. And while there were times and seasons God would emphasize particular truths, yet the basic tenets of the gospel of salvation have never changed. And we should all be able to agree on those basic tenets, that Jesus was born of a virgin. He came into this earth to suffer and die, to be the propitiation, the atonement for all of our sins. He's our Savior. He's our Redeemer. The fullness of God dwelt within him. He was very God, very man. He died, suffered, rose again, ascended to heaven, where he now lives to make intercession for the saints of God, and he is coming back, praise God, the return of the Lord, hallelujah, and the resurrection of the just and the final dispensation of God's plan for mankind, a new heaven and a new earth, praise God. And so we see that God is He works in seasons, even in terms of our own life. But the thing that I've been thinking about ever since I shared last week, we were talking about unity, I've been thinking about the result of that. As God brings us together in the Spirit, as he brings the body of Christ together, as I have been in prayer for the nation, for the body of Christ here in this country, and for the needs within our own nation, I've been so blessed to hear of others on YouTube from various nations of the world, from England, India, those who are in Asia, they are praying for this nation. And I just sense that the burden as I've listened to their hearts and their prayer for the people in this nation, for the church in this nation, that God is bringing his body together. And that's the exciting thing. And what happens? Well, I would like to begin to share with you just a passage of scripture that has always thrilled my heart since the time I was a very young Christian. And when I became a Christian, having been in the world 10 years and being raised in a nominal denomination. I never read the Word of God. I didn't know the Word of God. So as I, in those early years, I was saved in 1973. And after 1 month of being saved and filled with the Spirit, I heard the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, and the rest has been history. That was in July 1973, I first walked into the sanctuary in Oakland, where Brother Neil Glass was ministering, praise God. But let me share with you where we're going to be looking at in Scripture, and that's found in 2 Chronicles, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 14. Now, I am not going to read all the verses, but let me just share a few of the highlights. This is a very significant time, a prophetic time in the children of Israel's lives corporately. We know what the marvelous work that God had accomplished through David, raised up a man after his own heart, extended the borders of Israel farther than they had ever been expanded. He was never defeated. He was a type of Christ. And we know that the Lord himself is going to sit on the throne of David. Praise God. Is this not exciting when Jesus returns? The very center of government will be at Jerusalem. That's why we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and rejoice to see the many promises that are going to be fulfilled in behalf of Israel. The church has not replaced Israel. We are both, we are two joined together, Gentile and Jew, one new creature in Christ Jesus. Well, I haven't hardly gotten into the message. We're going to have to just pick up tomorrow, where at 2 Chronicles, 5th chapter, and I'll share with you what I feel is so exciting, and what occurred then is going to occur now in even greater measure. I love you. I thank God for the privilege of sharing these few moments together every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. I thank you for joining me, for listening. I pray that you grow every day in the Lord, my UCM partners, my radio family, and I do invite you to write if you have prayer needs. This is also, we've been in broadcast ministry since 1965, but also a ministry of correspondence and ministry to the saints of God. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our mailing address. Should you email for convenience, I will pray, confirm receipt. But if you like a personal letter of ministry, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.